Hey guys, Will Durst here to ask the question on every American's lips, what kind of an idiot actually wants to be president of the United States? Who are these people? Masochists? Sadists? Sadomasochists? Masosadicists? Folks who obviously failed to pay close attention during past elections? Can't be for the money. Salary is only 400 grand a year, about equal to a mid-level porn producer. Of course, if either Hillary Clinton or Carly Fiorina wins, we'd only have to pay them 73% of that. Nobody's running for their health. The pressure is brutal. We've all seen how presidents age while they're in office. Obama's so gray on top, he's starting to look like a snow-capped mountain pass. Thank God John McCain didn't win in 2008. He started out a sarcophagus. By the end of his first term, he would have looked like a rubber Yoda hand puppet shriveled in the Arizona sun. Now, don't tell me it's for the influence, because criticism is a candidate's only companion. The election's 17 months away, yet anyone even considering making a run is having their every move raked over like a beach near the crash site of a jet carrying the world's largest blue diamond shipment. Who in their right mind wants to be president? Aye, there's the rub. The right mind part. Can't be for the power. A president is buffeted by the winds of fate, as ineffective as a weatherman in an outhouse hit by a tornado. Campaigning for the presidency is like trying to get hired as a lion tamer, but then they take away your clothes, your whip, and your chair, paint dashes around your neck, and make you wear a sign saying, "Bite here." I think the best way to look at it is anybody who wants to be elected president shouldn't be. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.